Hello, this is Sarah. I'm one of the floor supervisors here in the fraud department. If you just bear with me
Yes.
1 second, I'll get your account pulled up so I can give you better assistance.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, can you verify your first and last name, please?
James Richardson.
All right, thank you for that. And go ahead and verify your address for security purposes.
1320 Sweet Hill Road, Greensburg, Pennsylvania, 15601.
Okay, thank you for that. All right, give me 1 second. I'm getting the account loaded up, and I'm going to go over the account and explain why you were being billed, and then I can take you through the fraud procedure. Just bear with
Thank
me
you.
1 second here. You're welcome. Alrighty. All right, I have the account pulled up, and I do see here where it looks like originally how all of this started. There was a tactical bag ordered back on March the 19th for $7.95. Do you originally remember ordering that?
No.
Okay.
I know. In fact, I told the girl, not only do I not remember that I did it, I know for a fact that I didn't do it.
Okay, do you know of anyone else in your household that could have possibly ordered that? Because it shows it was delivered to your address.
No, that's the thing. I never even got anything like that in the mail. So that's why I'm, like, completely lost on this. Because I don't even have a backpack of what she's saying. Like, I had the same Swiss backpack for the last 6-7 years.
Gotcha. Okay, that's understandable. No problem. All right, so I just need to verify some information on the account, and then I'll go ahead and start the fraud procedure. Can you please verify the last four of your card that was being billed?
0262.
Okay, thank you. And then verify your email address, please.
Tazz5613@msn.com.
All right, thank you for that. Alrighty, and then it looks like when the account was created, all the information had to have been like manually typed in. It does look like your email was used and your phone number. Do you know of anyone else, you know, maybe that could have possibly did that? Because it does look like someone that's pretty close to you that has all of your information.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that, but I do not. It's just me that lives, you know.
Gotcha. I understand. Okay, so but, how will
and
do
I'm,
the...
I'm really upset about this because, I mean, I don't want to have an issue with fraud, but I have to... After I talk with you, I got to get back with my bank because I might have to get a whole new card and they're going to have to do an investigation on their side too to see if anything else on financially has been compromised. So that's why I'm calling you now because I'm really worried because I don't want to have my identity stolen.
I understand correctly. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Because they have your phone number and your email. That's usually pretty close information and the address, of course. And then they had your card information, too. We can go ahead and file it as fraud. Basically, how we'll do it, we do have to track down the IP address, which was like the computer or the mobile device that the tactical bag was ordered from back in March. So we can like track down and see exactly who would have did it with all of your information. Of course, that does take a process. As of right now, we can go ahead and file it as fraud. We just want to make sure you're aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation. False claims of fraudulent charges will result into penalty, such as a fine. We just want to make sure that you're aware that no one else in your household originally did it, and then we can go ahead and proceed with the claim for you.
No, that no one else did. And like I said, it's just me, and there's no way that I couldn't even think of anybody that would have done it. Like I have a pretty professional work environment and everything. So I'm not really, I don't even know what to tell you. Like, have I been billed for this monthly and just don't know it? And my bank is just now telling me about it, or is this just like a new charge? And that's why this got flagged.
No, it's been billing you since back whenever it was originally started for the membership fee. The 60, what the $56.95 is for, whoever ordered the tactical bag originally, it enrolled them into a discount membership store where it would bill $56.95. What you get with that basically would be a $125 voucher that would have been sent through email, and it would, you basically can redeem it on our discount membership store monthly.
Wow, yeah, I didn't get anything like that, so I'm not sure what the hell's going on.
Yeah, it's usually like a survey that's originally offered, and it offers you a welcoming gift for the tactical bag. That's usually how it starts.
Right. Yeah, I've seen stuff like that, but I don't pay attention to any of that stuff. Like, I just...
Okay, so what we can do here is we're able to temporarily refund you back for 4 amounts on the account. Basically, what we'll do is we'll start the investigation with that. And then your account, of course, is canceled. The refunds take 3 to 5 business days to get them back on your card. Would you like to write down a refund confirmation number?
I better have it just in case. I want to make sure if anything comes up and you guys need to speak to me, I have all the information I need.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, it'll be R as in refund, 2630.
2630.
099.
Nine five. And what was your name? I'm sorry.
My name is Sarah.
Sarah, and you're the supervisor in the fraud department.
That's correct.
Okay.
All right, sir. Well, then again, it is all handled. Look for those refunds coming within about the 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I could do today?
No, I appreciate you telling me. I have nothing on this. If anything, if I come across anything through my bank or anything, I'll keep you guys in the loop of what's going on. I've never had anything like this happen, so I'm kind of lost on what to do. So if I get any information that's pertinent to this that I need to relay to you, I'll gladly call you and pass it on.
Okay, sounds good, sir. Well, thank you so much for that.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome. Enjoy your night. Thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.